We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
My all-time favorite Journey song. Steve Perry is your artist of the day and Journey, but Steve Perry in particular because he turned 70 this morning when he woke up.
70. My mom used to clean the house listening to that cassette. On for
the Raised on Radio cassette?
Honestly, was it a cassette or?
I had Raised on Radio on cassette.
Was it cassette? Or was it a...
Eight-track?
Eight-track.
No, Raised on Radio came out in 86. Okay. Eight-tracks were gone.
We had both. We had a dual player in our Topeka home.
Well, you had to have... It was actually a triple player because you had eight-track, cassette, and vinyl.
Hey, what's our keyword?
Oh, your keyword, by the way, is chip. Chip. And I am changing the rules.
Yeah.
Number one, the two of you have got to be more prepared.
No, when, it's supposed to be...
Top of your head.
Top of your head.
I know, but you guys look like deer in the headlights when I go, chip, and then I look at you for an answer.
Oh, that's
and,
because and I don't know what like, you're doing. You're and then I'm like, oh, yeah.
So what I'm saying is okay. You have to be prepared. Number two rule that I'm adding, Rod gets the last one every hour.
Okay.
I want him in on this because I think those will actually be funny.
Okay.
Are they supposed to be funny?
No, it's supposed to be a psychological test. Right? What's the first word that comes to your mind?
Chip on your shoulder.
There you go.
No, it was that horrible, chip. Horrible 70s chip. Show.
That was Chips.
Well, first of all, Chips was not a horrible show. That was a great show.
It's my psychological profile. You're not supposed to question it. That's what came out of my mouth.
It was Chips.
See, this is why you'd make a horrible psychiatrist. Now you make me feel all weird and inadequate.
A couple of things, guys. The weather coming in this evening.
Is it bad?
Yeah. We're already getting reports. If you're like in the Topeka area, it's already a disaster out there. They've got I-70 shut down west of Topeka.
Oh, I know. I got an all caps alert from my mother.
And somebody on the text line just said in western Leavenworth County, it's already slicker than snot. So
should we call Big Juicy for a weather update?
I think we should.
I get this big alert about 10 minutes ago, and I'll read it here. She said, OMG.
Oh, word.
That's how it started out. You be sure those children are not driving. It is starting to get very slick out. Well, they have closed I-70 at Junction City, and they said airport, but they must mean Billard. All caps. You drive careful. It will be slick when you're heading home. Be careful on the bridges. No speeding, no texting. I love you.
Oh, word.
That's in all caps.
She has a lot of rules for you.
Very dangerous.
She's very stressed out today.
Dangerous conditions.
Like she might need a cocktail.
It's not Wednesday.
That's true.
She have to wait one more day before she can have that cocktail.
Be careful on bridges.
Hello?
Hi, Big Juicy. You're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hi. What are you doing?
Well, we need a weather report from Topeka.
It's 40 degrees. They've closed the roads from I-70 in Junction City, and the airport's closed. But I think that's just our little tiny airport. No one flies into there.
Okay. What advice do you have for Dana as she drives home through this murky mess tonight?
Well, I want her to try to get off early because
what?
It's treacherous.
Yes, I agree.
Well, and maybe it hasn't hit there yet.
Oh, it's coming.
You know, your daughter is a serial texter and driver.
I swear to God, if she texts while she's driving, she's out of the wheel.
No, I am not a texter and a driver, and this weather does scare me. And one of the things she said in her post was, I think it is treacherous. That was the word she used.
Dana.
Dana, I've ridden with you before, and you keep looking at your phone.
I will not do that during treacherous weather.
What time did you get to work today? Do you remember? Don't lie. Just tell us the time.
Like 1 something, because I had her
appointment.
It
was right after 1 o'clock. Yeah. Because I sent you a text. You'll find this interesting, Big Juicy. I sent her a text as I was in the parking lot. I said, because I had come in and I was printing off some stuff for the show. And at 12:58, I texted your daughter and said, I just left the office. I need to run home for a few minutes. Do you need anything while I'm out? She writes back at 12:59, oh my God, Diet Coke, and wait till you try what I made. Did you text me that while you were driving?
I did not. I was in the parking lot, and I brought you food. You're welcome.
Thank you for the food. It was delicious.
Yeah, she does scare me, but you all should leave early. I worry about you on all that traffic that y'all have. Oh, it's so scary.
Well, we're going to close the office early tonight, and I think the show's going to end at 5 o'clock.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Well, that's not happening.
Precaution.
I agree.
I don't think boss is going
to
like
that. We just need to get everybody home safely, Big Juicy.
Oh, God, please. And then Dana, let me know when you get home.
I will do that.
Just call me.
I will do that.
Okay, y'all. Be careful.
All right. You go have a cocktail, even though it's not Wednesday.
I had enough over the Super Bowl. Over the playoff game. I don't hold me for 2 months.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Did you get sauced?
Oh, no, I didn't get sauced. I'm just so nervous. Oh, my God. I love that team so much. And I just thought they were going to win, and they almost did. Craig says, you want another one? And I just said, just one more. I just can't take this.
Well, you got to love that Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I love Patrick Mahomes. And Kelsey, I just love them all. I love them so much. I hope they get home safe today.
All right, Big Juicy, you be good.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. She's so adorable.
She's so cute.
She loves her Chiefs.
I hope they get home okay.
You all just need to shut down the office early today.
What do you mean, home okay? They're already in Tampa. Did you see what Florida State did?
No.
On their recruiting Twitter page, did you see this, Kara Marks?
No.
Seminoles Recruiting. Okay, at FSU Recruiting on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It just says, Happy MLK Day.
Oh, no.
Hashtag Go Noles. Hashtag Do Something. Hashtag MLK 2019. And it's the words, well, at the top is the Seminoles logo, the Indian head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people might find offensive. Some people don't. I don't care. I don't find it offensive, but whatever. I'm not Indian. Then it says, almost like it looks like a license plate, but it's not. It just says, do something. Coming out of the O is Martin Luther King with his left hand up doing the tomahawk chop.
Okay.
They just issued a statement in a well-intentioned effort to recognize...
Why do those statements always start in a well-intentioned effort?
We didn't mean this to be.
Oh, God.
In a well-intentioned effort to recognize Martin Luther King Jr. on this special day, a member of our recruiting staff created a graphic using one of Dr. King's quotes. If I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way. Mm-hmm. The quote resonated with our program's Do Something mantra. However, in our attempt to more closely connect the message to Florida State, we foolishly posted a graphic that was not in line with our intent.
Or Dr. King's message.
We are sorry for missing the mark in our attempt to celebrate Dr. King's legacy. They tried.
Do you know who else tried? Did you see the Florida meteorologist?
With the...
This post has gone viral today.
Oh.
Did you not see this?
Is it arable?
Yes, it's totally
arable. Oh, no. It's just a graphic.
Oh,
like, I haven't listened to it. But he's a weather guy.
It's what, 53 for the low or
it's
something like this?
It's going to be 53 degrees in Florida. And would you like to explain what the graphic shows, Kara?
Yeah, it actually, what did it say? Something along the lines of...
bundle up the children.
Yep, and limit outdoor activities.
Limit outdoor activities.
Because it's going to be 53 degrees.
Limit outdoor activity. When I first saw it, God love Florida. Here it is. And it's in all caps, and it's got an exclamation point.
Dress in layers? I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt to work.
Dress in layers. Limit outdoor activities.
High temperature 53.
Yeah.
Dressing the kids. Okay, why do they feel...
Someone put this on Twitter, Scott, and said, please pray for Florida.
Meanwhile, in Vermont, it was negative 17 yesterday, like, as the actual air temperature.
And I know we have a partnership with Channel 9, and I adore Channel 9. Chris Ketz is my all-time ever favorite anchor. But this morning, we're watching Good Morning America, and they go to the local weather. And I like Nick Bender, don't get me wrong. What I hate, and they all do it, so I'm picking on Nick Bender, but they all do it, is they tell you how to dress. And it drives me crazy. Nick Bender saying, well, outside right now, it's 44 degrees.
Don't they have the coat cast?
What, yeah. Whatever the current temperature was. I mean, it was okay for this time of year. You know, we're not going to die. We're not freezing to death.
Well, there's snow on the ground. I think we all know it's cold.
And then he looks right in the camera. He goes, but I want you to pack your extra winter coat today because the temperature is going to drop throughout the afternoon. You want me to pack an extra coat? How about I teach myself how to dress? Somehow I made it to 47, almost 48.
The kids don't wear coats these days anyway. Do you know what my son wears
they
every
don't.
Day? He's 12. Do you know what he wears every day?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Athletic shorts every day. And I have stopped fighting that war. Like, look, if you want to go to school freezing, looking like an idiot, that's on you. I'm done. You have pants upstairs.
No.
It's freezing outside.
Maya does the same thing. Drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. We get in the car. I go, where's your coat? She goes, I don't have it. I go, okay, that's not on me.
The Florida meteorologist also brought you that weathercast from the Severe Weather Center.
53 degrees.
Severe Weather Center.
Yeah.
53 degrees.
Yeah.
Severe Weather Center.
Just hang in there, Florida. Hang in there, baby.
We're going to get through this together. I promise you, we're going to get through this. It'll be 70 tomorrow.
I'm going to send you some good thoughts.
We'll be back on the beach by tomorrow. Jerks. Hey, it's Scott Parks and my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy, let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart, he's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging. This is going to show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Kara Markser had it done. She loves it. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com. Oh, it's the song that broke up Styx. Now we got news coming up here at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Story here about everybody's favorite football player, Tom Brady. Did you hear about this?
The laser?
No.
Ew.
Although they are looking into whether or not fans pointed a laser at Tom Brady during the game.
And it was a Channel 9 photojournalist, Tim Twyman, who has it on film. And it was, I don't know, 3 or 4 times. It wasn't one time. It was 3 or 4 times a green laser light was pointed directly at Brady. And it was always right before, like when he's going, right before he's getting ready to throw it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem if that kind of behavior is going on at Arrowhead.
Tom Brady has accomplished a lot in his career. Nobody denies that. But before he went on to win 5 Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, he was essentially told he would never make it in football. Brady, while at the University of Michigan, it turns out, interned for 2 summers at Merrill Lynch in Ann Arbor before his junior and senior seasons. And his boss at the time, Oliver Owens, took a liking to the Wolverines quarterback. Owens even tried to convince Brady to stick with finance. Owens, according to a lengthy profile in Sports Illustrated published today, said to him, "Tom, you're a dime a dozen. You're a clipboard holder, man. You have to start a career. I'll write you a nice referral." Brady, who said he was always determined to make it in football, turned down Oliver Owens' offer. Says Owens in Sports Illustrated, "I guess he went a different way."
You think?
You're a clipboard holder.
So this is not the first time. I want to talk just briefly about this laser thing. It is not the first time in the NFL this has happened. I think it happened once last year. I saw on the Channel 9 story, and it was a different team, different stadium. Is this a one-off where one fan acting badly got one of those little pins into the stadium and decided to do bad things? Or do we need to talk about a different approach to security at the stadium? And we had the 10-year-old with his lip split open.
Well, that was from a snowball.
It was a beer bottle.
From a plastic beer bottle.
One of the nurses that I met Tuesday when I went in is nursing a terrible bruise on her leg because a full can was thrown at her. Well, is this just a playoff thing that everyone is behaving badly? You know, I really do. And the NFL is looking into this. I don't know what they're going to do. How are you going to track down the fan who had that laser?
I don't know. I don't know.
And now the NFL's looking at it. So it makes all of us look like buffoons.
Let's get to the newsroom. 576-7798. Here is Kara Markser.
Freezing drizzle already making roads slick in central Kansas. More next.
Hey, when you want a new car, you want 3 things. Comfort, safety, affordability. And you get all 3. When you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru, online, by the way, at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. I'm driving the Kia Sportage, and I love this car. And in conditions like this, I am so thankful I'm driving a Kia Sportage. The way it handles the road is impeccable. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty. It's more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, Apple CarPlay, heated steering wheel. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. And Olathe Subaru now has the exclusive Adventure Series. Check out the Kia Sportage when you swing by. Right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Again, online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. There are slick and icy conditions expected tonight on roads across the metro. A winter weather advisory in effect from 5 o'clock tonight until 6 tomorrow morning. We'll be keeping an eye on road conditions this evening with Operation Stormwatch. Temps are dropping into the 20s over the next few hours. If federal workers miss another paycheck this week, their health insurers may start billing them directly instead of deducting from their pay. And that could mean some workers lose insurance.
Federal workers can keep their dental, vision, and long-term care insurance for a year as long as they keep paying their premiums, even if they're laid off or furloughed. But there's a problem. Most federal workers get premiums deducted from paychecks, and if you miss 2 payments, you have to write the check yourself. Many furloughed workers now struggling to pay for food and rent, not certain how they will also pay health premiums that aren't deducted.
That's ABC's Andy Field. Traffic and weather together next.
Nebraska Furniture Mart makes it so easy for you to keep yourself and your budget in shape. Dana right here, you've set your fitness goals. The Mart has all the equipment to help you reach them. They carry everything from the basics to the best, all in one spot, all the latest technology. And they have great sales professionals right there to answer all of your questions. Help you find the perfect piece of equipment for you. No matter what your fitness level, the Mart has you covered. They have Nordic Track equipment. There are 7 premium Nordic Track products right there on display that you can try before you buy. Take your workout to a whole new level with a Nordic Track treadmill. incline trainer, elliptical, exercise bike, rower, or weights. The Mart carries tons of fitness machines you can also try out, as well as 200 accessories on display. It's the perfect time to add to your home gym. Get the total fitness package for less from Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Light rain changing to a light wintry mix as we continue on through the evening. Temperatures will fall below the freezing mark into the 20s, so be aware that roads may be slick, especially heading through the evening. Later on tonight, that'll change over to some light snow. Up to an inch will be possible. Most areas less than that, a low of 17 degrees. More of those icy spots in the morning. Otherwise, look for decreasing clouds and high temperatures near 30 on your Wednesday. From Channel 9 and First Alert meteorologist Neville Miller, KBZ Weather.
It is 32 right now at KCI, 33 in Gardner. It's 35 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Has it besides of you?
I believe the year was 1982. The band we know for a fact was Dead or Alive.
Like a record, baby, right round.
Story here from the Washington Post. We're waiting for Dan to get back from the restroom. A video of Tom Brady apparently being targeted with a laser pointer during Sunday's AFC Championship game emerged on Twitter on Monday. Now the NFL is looking into it. William Joy, a reporter for Channel 9 in Kansas City, tweeted two videos of the New England quarterback that featured a bright green light dancing across his jersey and his helmet at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. And the videos accompany it. The clip has sparked outrage and discussion online. And on Tuesday, the NFL confirmed to the Boston Globe they are looking into it. Brian McCarthy, vice president for the league, says that NFL security is taking the lead here. Kansas City police say they have not investigated the matter, but will if a police report is filed. Laser pointers are often prohibited from sports venues, and then it goes on to explain why, for obvious reasons. It's happened at least two other times. In 2015, a Lions fan pleaded guilty to shining a laser at Bills quarterback Kyle Orton during a game. He paid a $235 fine, was sentenced to 80 hours of community service. He was also banned from Ford Field. In 2016, Texans quarterback Brock Osweiler looked to be the target of a large green laser similar to the one in the Brady videos as his team faced off against Oakland in Mexico City.
The problem with this is, Scott, and I think you'll agree with me here, you have to catch someone in the act as they are doing it.
Or get video evidence of them.
Well, not even that. It was, and pardon me, it was Turner Twyman who caught this through the viewfinder. And he actually turned to several of the other photogs and said, did you guys see that? You know, he was looking in his viewfinder, saw it, mm-hmm. and it happened, you know, on two or three different plays. You would have to be seated in the stands next to someone doing it, see them doing it, and that's how they catch the person. There's no way from the field that even as a photographer or someone who sees it, you're going to trace that pin light back and try to figure out during the game it originated.
But at any NFL game, there's not just one camera pointing on the field. There are 80 cameras all over the field.
But someone with a walkie-talkie would have to see it and immediately alert everyone to be on the lookout for it and then simultaneously describe where they think it's originating.
Right.
I mean, I don't think it's as easy as you think it is to find to trace it.
Dana, I'm not saying it's easy.
I mean, there's what, 70,000 people in those stands?
75, yeah.
I mean, this is why we hear about people doing this to pilots. Those lasers.
But yet they catch those people.
They have caught those people. Yes, they have caught those people before.
So, I mean, if you can catch somebody on the ground shining a laser at an airplane, you think it'd be a little bit easier to find somebody in the stands shining a laser at Tom Brady's face.
And what is it, a lifetime ban?
It should be.
And a fine, maybe?
Yeah, a couple $100. I'm more upset about the officiating. If that B-word Brady would just retire, this wouldn't be an issue. Okay. All right. Good thinking. Good thinking. Are we sure there weren't people pointing lasers into the ref's eyes?
Focus. Focus, people.
But how do you keep these lasers out of the stadium?
Flip this around. Let's not make this about Tom Brady because it's not a good time around town to be talking about that person. It's just not, okay?
No,
it's not.
No.
It's not a good time. So let's flip this around. And in the most important game of his career, someone is pointing a laser at Patrick Mahomes. We would be screaming from the rooftops. You could have blinded that guy. He's 23 years old. You know, he is the next thing. It is, he is the hope for this city. How dare someone do that to our player?
Somebody says, what crime has been committed? Assault.
Is it?
If it hits him, if it had hit him
in
the
eye,
it would be battery. If you tried to hit him in the eye and missed, it's assault. Because you tried to commit a battery, but you failed at it.
Yeah, someone just wrote in, these aren't criminal masterminds, Dana, and I will give you that. I will give you that. I'm just saying, I think because it's Tom Brady, that is somehow, it's just tilting the conversation from really, I think, the importance of what happened here.
Somebody has a good question on the text line, and I don't want to jump to conclusions that it's not already done. It very well may already be done. Why don't they have cameras pointed at every section of the crowd at all times, no matter what, just in case? And I'm not talking about CBS. I'm not talking about Channel 9. I'm talking about the NFL and the Chiefs. Somebody says on the text line that Sporting points cameras at their crowd all the time, just in case. I don't know if that's true or not. But why wouldn't the Chiefs point a camera at every section of the crowd for no other reason other than liability? Somebody gets hit on the field with a snowball. I don't know, maybe a cheerleader. Some kid gets his lip busted in half by, I don't know, a thrown plastic beer bottle that's half full.
I'm fine with that. We live in a surveilled society
at least the
anyway.
Chiefs, well, and that's technically quasi-private property. At least the Chiefs could say, we're on top of it. We know that a 10-year-old kid from Topeka had his lip busted in the stands. We're aware that a Chiefs cheerleader got hit in the face with a snowball. And we are looking through our video camera right now to put a stop to this sort of behavior. Then somebody says that's 100% true about Sporting. I worked there. I had no idea. But I behave myself when I'm at a game. Match.
I find it hard to believe that there aren't at least 10 people who would have been sitting in the immediate vicinity of this person. Man or woman, I'm assuming it's a young man. That's probably an unfair assumption, but I'm assuming that it's a young man, probably 22, if I had to guess.
Okay, enough with the FBI profile.
But are there not a handful of people, maybe 10's high, maybe it's 8, directly surrounding that seat who would have known this person was doing that?
Sure.
You would have seen it. You would have seen the laser.
Sure. Somebody says, maybe it was just a drunk fan messing around. How do we know he did it with intent?
Because
what else are you doing it with?
Tom Brady 3 times right before he threw the ball.
What else are you doing it with? Why would you bring a laser to a professional sporting game? What other purpose would you have? Are you going to be working in the back offices on the spreadsheet board? Right over here, ladies and gentlemen, this is how they got through our defense tonight. Follow the laser here on the board. Of course you bring the laser in there to shine it in somebody's eye.
Yeah, somebody just wrote, throw in a $1,000 cash reward. They'll find out who did it really quick. I don't know. I think...
I'd like to think we're better than this, but apparently we're not.
Yeah, well, so would I.
I'd like to think we're better than throwing snowballs and beer bottles and hitting 10-year-old kids from Topeka in the mouth.
It makes me so sad because my husband came home last night. We were talking about this and just other chief stuff, and he said, and I quote... He said, I lost my appetite for going to those games a long time ago.
Oh, so did I.
He just won't do it. And that makes me sad.
I will never take my children to a Chiefs game. And I love the Chiefs. Don't get me wrong. I love watching them on TV. Let me repeat that. I love watching them on TV.
from the text line, they couldn't even get another camera angle on D. Ford. How the blank are they going to put cameras on the crowd?
He was, oh, okay, guys. He was in the neutral zone. Just accept it. It's okay.
It could have been a warning.
He has to ask the ref, am I offsides? Anyway.
Someone just wrote in, I am a rum drinking, gun shooting, deer hunting, beer chugging, red-blooded American, and I will not expose my kids to the dumpster fire of drunkenness that Arrowhead has become.
Is that true? I full disclosure, I have not been since 2007 or 8.
Now listen to these back-to-back texts. One says, by far the worst behaved fans in the NFL. The very next one says, come on, guys, Arrowhead is a great place to see a game. Very friendly. Incidents happen, but it's not pervasive. Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know.
I've been 1,000 times. The last time I went to Arrowhead was 2007 or 8. And I was shocked by the behavior. And back then, I was in my mid-30s.
And more tolerant?
Probably.
Yeah.
Angie in Raymore. Hello, Angie.
Hi, go ahead.
Angie once. Okay. Dan in Lee's Summit. Hello, Dan.
Hey, I'm a longtime fan and season ticket member, and I think that they need to start breathalyzing on the way in and a drink limit while you're in there. The vendors won't like it, but maybe the rest of us could enjoy the game without puking idiots and people being dragged out and standing up the whole time because they're too stupid to sit down because they're drunk. Alcohol is a big problem, especially with a late game like that. Those people were drinking before they got there at 9 in the morning when the gates weren't even open.
The gates opened at 12:35.
There were people in line at 5:30 in the morning to get in the gate.
I saw the cars.
They're drinking in the car. I saw one girl who didn't even make it inside. She was so drunk she didn't know where she was. She wet herself. And they were taking her back to her car. I saw two people on stretchers before I got upstairs to my seat.
Hey, Dan, you know what I said to my husband last night, and this is the problem. When you go to a game like that, it is a crapshoot. Someone just wrote in, I attended last year's game against the Titans. The section I was sitting in was very calm and courteous. It's a crapshoot. I said to my husband, if I knew going in that I would be sitting in an area where people would behave, I would go. It's, you don't know until you get there, and then you're like, oh, great, I'm next to F-bomb-dropping puking guy.
576-7798. James, Dale, the others, hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you.
I want to be very clear, because I think all of us are Chiefs fans. This is not bashing Chiefs fans in the least. You know, my brother's a Chiefs fan. My mom's a big Chiefs fan. My girlfriend's a Chiefs fan. Dana's a Chiefs fan. What we're talking about is, and it's certainly not everybody at Arrowhead Stadium, not even close. What we're talking about is the behavior of some.
And if the fans are not going to police their own behavior, what should be done to ensure the safety of everyone in that arena, Scott?
James in Olathe. Hello, James.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
We're doing well. Thanks.
Hey, Danny, you cannot see the laser. You can see the dot when it hits something, but unless you're in a really dark room with smoke, you cannot actually see the laser.
Oh, good to know.
And also...
Wait. Let me challenge... Can I challenge you on that for just a second?
Sure.
When we hear about these stories about pilots who have been hit by, you know, the cockpit windshield is hit by a laser, and it, the laser, when it hits the windshield, is, as I'm sure you've seen the video, completely blocks
blinded
their view, that blinds them completely. You can see the laser originating from the ground.
Those are not laser pointers.
Okay.
Like you buy at Walmart.
Okay.
And the pilot can see the guy on the ground, you know, when the laser beam hits the windshield.
Okay.
So they know approximately where, you know, the guy is.
So why would you not be able to see it from the stands? I guess I'm just a little bit confused.
You mean like
Yeah, like if you're sitting
20
rows.
Like in the movies, like in Star Wars.
Well, no, not like
no,
in Star Wars.
No, but if you were sitting 20 rows in front of this guy, James, you're saying you would not be able to see that?
The beam going by you? No, you would not
no.
be able to see that.
Okay.
Hey, also, Dana?
Yeah.
They test the tornado sirens once a month and not once a week.
They test the tornado sirens once a month and not once a week?
Did you say something about them testing it once a week?
No.
I didn't think so either. Okay, good to know. I thought we knew that. I thought it was the first Tuesday of every month. Dale in Overland Park. Hello, Dale.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Listen,
thank you.
Thank you.
Kind of took my first point. Second point would be I'd have a laser pointer smaller than my thumb that I could shine out of the palm of my hand. You'd never see it. Number three, surveillance sounds good on paper, but it's just not practical. You can't surveil 76,000 people and track somebody down. Even if you could find the seat, I sold that seat to Tickets for Less. I scalped it at the
right,
grocery
right.
No, but Dale, you bring up a good point, and you're absolutely right. I sold that seat. It wasn't me. But the video of the guy throwing the snowball that was splashed all over TV, it's obvious. I don't know who he is or what his name is, but it's clear who he is, and he could be easily identified.
And one last point. If you think that the drunken Chiefs fans sitting around me would stop me from trying to impair Tom Brady's ability to throw a ball, you seriously overestimate the moral capability of the drunk Chiefs fans at Arrowhead.
You don't think anyone would say anything?
No! Are you kidding?
Man,
no!
Man, I'd like to think they would. Come on.
And I'd like to, I'd like to believe in, well,
yeah.
Red guy with...
Okay, you got to go. You got to go if you're going to do that. You can't do that. You can't do that.
I understand what he was trying to say.
Angie in Raymore. Hello, Angie.
Hi. Angie, go ahead.
All right, Angie, we're going to let you go because that's twice we've gone to you and your phone's just, for whatever reason, I apologize, it's just not working. Marcy and Lee Summit. Hello, Marcy.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
First-time caller. Love your show.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
So I was at the game Sunday with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
We were surrounded by a bunch of drunken fans, one of them who actually fell over on my mother and knocked her into the next row.
Oh, God.
Thankfully, she wasn't injured. She just had a couple of bruises. But the experience was awful. I've been a lifelong fan and been to many, many Chiefs games. And they were so obnoxious and so drunk and so loud just with, you know, things they were saying. And an obnoxious New England fan right directly behind us, and they're all combating at each other. It just wasn't a pleasant experience.
What do you mean, and keep it clean, understanding we're on a public radio station, but when you say that the Chiefs fan and the Patriots fans were combating with each other, I assume you mean verbally.
Do you mean profanity?
Yes, profanity, verbally.
Just like, you go know. F yourself and stuff like that, or?
Yes, yes, absolutely. It was pretty obscene. I mean, I've been to many games, and I love the Chiefs, and I love going to the games. But this time, I spent so much money, and it was just the worst experience I've ever had. And honestly, I mean, it tainted me. Like, I don't know if I want to go back because of that.
And Marcy, it's not like once you're there, you can say to somebody, can I please move seats? Where would you go?
Correct.
You can't go anywhere.
There was nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, our section was completely sold out, and it just seemed like our whole section was nothing but drunk people
everywhere. Can I ask you, Marcy, were you in the nosebleeds, or did you have decent seats?
We were up in the upper level in, like, row 13.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm sorry you had a bad time.
Yeah, I am too, but we'll always remain a Chiefs fan.
Okay. Go Saints. Wait, no.
All right.
They didn't make it either. Go Rams. Go Rams. They had to cheat to get in, too. Keyword to cash this hour is think.
You better think. Think about what you're trying to do to me.
Kara?
I don't actually have one on think.
Mine was going to be think before you talk.
You don't have one on
I
think?
I literally don't have one on think. Like, nothing popped in my head right there. And then you started singing, and then I totally got distracted.
Right?
I got nothing.
Can't think of anything for think?
Can't think of anything for think.
When you said think, I just thought, you know, think before you act or whatever.
Okay, that's kind of the same. You and
I win saying. Again.
Think, THINK, 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Think, 72881.
Happening now on KMBZ, a wintry mix moving into the Kansas City metro. We'll have more next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.